Hold up.
WeOP-talk.com.
I'm talking to Naomi. Hi, Naomi.
Hello.
Who's a real midwife. You're not actually a midwife now, are you?
Not yet, no. I'm about halfway through my training.
And how long does the training take?
It's 3 years.
And where are you doing that?
I'm doing my practical training here in Jersey. And for the rest of the time, I'm in Chester in the UK for my lectures.
Am I right in saying that you've always wanted to be a midwife?
Yes, since I was a very young girl, I remember wanting to do my training.
So why? You like babies.
I like babies, but I also like looking after women. And being a midwife is about encouraging women and educating them and supporting them when they have their baby. That's what I enjoy.
You said you liked working with women. Are most midwives women?
The majority are, but there are the occasional male midwives, and we do actually have one here in Jersey.
Are they called mid-husbands?
They're called midwives, and midwife actually means with woman.
With woman. Mm. Okay, so it's referring to the patient.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fantastic.
So the men are, well, male midwives.
Okay. What's the most difficult part?
Well, at the moment, the difficult part is the exams and the essays that I have to write.
So, of course, it's obviously very practical a lot of the time, but then there are the exams.
Yeah.
What is it about the TV programme, do you think, that makes it so popular?
I think unless people have had a baby themselves, it opens a new world to them that maybe they're not used to. And it's based in the sort of 1950s, so if people have been in hospital, they realise how lucky they are.
Now, Naomi, in the UK, do most women still have their babies in hospital or not?
Most women do have their babies in hospital, but the trend is coming back to have babies at home, and it's becoming a lot more popular. Last year in Jersey, there were 30 babies born at home, which is really good. Sometimes they'll have them in a pool, in their house, and it's just a lot more family orientated. The other children can be involved, and it's a nicer experience.
Than being in a hospital. Because,
yeah.
Because after all, women who are having babies are not ill, are they?
No, they're not. Sometimes they get treated like they are, but if they're fit and healthy, there's no reason why they can't have a baby at home.
You think how many people around the world do have their babies all at home automatically?
Yeah.
So do hospitals, if you choose to have your baby at home, do hospitals have midwives who will then go to someone's home?
Yeah, every hospital will have a team of community midwives who will be on call. So if you are planning to have your baby at home and you go into labour, you give them a ring and they'll come to your house and look after you in the home.
Have you been called to... I mean, you have delivered babies already, haven't you?
I have, yep.
Have you been called to someone's home or has it only been in a hospital?
I've delivered one baby in someone's home and that was just before Christmas. And the baby was born in the lounge under the Christmas tree.
Under the Christmas tree? Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a little girl.
Was she called Holly?
No, she wasn't, but that would have been quite nice.
Great. Naomi, lovely to meet a real call the midwife. Thank you very much.
Thank you.